So growing up in the deep South, transportation, public transit was not a much of a big deal. And so naturally, when I moved out to Baltimore, among all the other great things about Baltimore, I was excited about public transit. And it definitely has served me well in many ways. But I want to talk about one particular barrier that we particularly as blind people who take public transit rely on, and that's access to effective and efficient information once we're actually on that bus. So the MTA buses, for instance, typically have a system, an automated system for announcing stops as you go, and you can tell what stop's coming up, and you can know when to ring the bell and so on and so forth. And so that system works beautifully when it actually works. But it can be like a game of cat and mouse when it doesn't. So case in point, I attend church out in East Baltimore. And so one Sunday, I'm coming back to catch the bus back into town. And I typically, when the bus comes up, I would ask the driver if the announcements are working. If they are working, great. I can just listen out for the announcements. If not, I will ask the driver to announce all the stops. And this gives us still the same access to the information about bus stops as we go along. So, hey, what if I decide to get off at a stop earlier than I originally thought? And so they'll originally ask us, where do we want to get off at? But this is a more precise method, and they don't have to worry about, hey, you know, which stop did he want to get off on 25 minutes later? And so in any case, the driver said the announcements weren't working that day. So I said, hey, would you please just mind announcing the bus stops? And the driver did for a bit, and for whatever reason, they stopped announcing the bus stops. I'm sure there's a lot of distractions on the bus or what have you. And so I'm Ryan, and next thing I know, the bus stops for a longer period of time. And lo and behold, I'm at West Baltimore MARC station, which is quite a ways from my house. So hey. There goes my Sunday nap. So eventually I did get turned around and back and back off at the stop that I needed. But a situation like that really made me feel, you know, another step out of control of my transit. It was a little embarrassing, and cause a measure of stress when we don't have these systems in place that work, and you're having to ride and try to, you know, listen out to your phone for an app. And we as blind citizens of Baltimore and members of the National Federation of the Blind are committed to, as all of you are, a better bus system. So we thank you for listening to our stories. And, go Ravens. Yeah.